Boston University women's basketball takes down Navy on the road 69-60. We're joined by the head coach of the Terriers, Melissa Graves. Coach, if you could just offer up your overall impressions on how you felt your team performed.
You know, definitely Navy is playing really, really well right now. It was a very gritty game, and I think there are definitely some good takeaways. You know, obviously better from a win, but some good takeaways where we have a lot of areas of improvement as well from this game.
Looking at the overall stats, Navy did have 28 offensive rebounds. They took 80 shots, but they only shot 25% in the game. So how do you feel your defense performed when it mattered most?
You know, I thought we got stops, you know, especially in the third quarter. We came out and got some good stops. You know, we really had a game plan to try to keep them in front. And, you know, I thought Barnicke was someone who was very, very hard for us to guard. I thought she had a great game. You know, I thought Watts, she made some really good shots too. And other than those two, I thought we did a pretty good job defensively. I thought our offense was really efficient when we did get shots. You know, obviously I think that's what saved us, was shooting almost 55% from the field. You know, otherwise, like I said, there's definitely areas of improvement, especially with the 25 turnovers.
Your leading scorer, Alex Giannaris, was efficient, 8 of 11 shots from the field, 7 of 9 from three-point range. The Navy broadcasters came up to me after the game and said they really enjoyed her competitiveness and leadership. One, how did she perform so well today? But two, how have you seen her grown in those areas this year?
Yeah, I think she was really, she had the hot hand today. You know, I thought Ava did a tremendous job trying to find her. For Ava to take on that many minutes without Soph tonight, especially against the pressure that she saw as a freshman, I was really proud of her effort. But I thought she did a really good job finding Alex, especially in transition, where Alex got a lot of her open threes. I thought Alex also did a good job of getting downhill and finding her teammates. I thought she had some good passes today as well. So, you know, I thought those pieces were big, and I thought she thankfully stepped up. Kate played half the game today, so to have that scoring piece out, we really needed Alex to hit those shots, and I thought she came up big for us. So,
you brought up Ava Gormley. She's had an assist to turnover ratio over 3 in her past handful of games. Why has she been so successful in facilitating ball movement?
You know, I think she's really starting to pick up how we want to play and the pace we want to play at. We've really worked a lot with her. We're trying to understand, when is a good time to push? Is this opportunistic in transition, or do we need to slow it down, run sets? I thought she did a great job of that today. I talked to her about the fourth quarter. Like, we didn't want to force anything. We had turned the ball over like 5 times, and I wanted to slow it down a little and run some sets. And I told her, only if it's wide open transition, otherwise pull it back. I thought she really controlled pace. Again, as a freshman, it takes a little time to understand those pieces instead of just trying to push every single time, but to understand, is there an advantage or not? And I think she's really starting to come along with those pieces. And I think she's been playing really well for us overall, even on the defensive end.
Overall, even though you feel that there are areas to improve, you do pick up your first road win since January 6th. How are you feeling as now the Patriot League is starting to get really close together here with 5 games remaining in the regular season?
You know, I feel good just for the opportunity. You know, I think we didn't have the start we wanted to in conference, and we've been a little up and down and trying to find just our consistency. And hopefully we can, you know, ride this out with good consistency and finish out with a bunch of wins. But I feel really good just about the opportunity we have to move up, you know, to the top of the league and compete for that 1-2 spot.